Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Biff might want you to leave, but we hope you stay. We've got certified arborist John Eisenhower with Integrity Tree Service here to take your questions at Rosie on the House.
And we do have a full line of calls in queue. We'll get to right after our one quick point on olive trees. If you have an olive tree and a sidewalk, you're probably not a fan of olive trees.
Well, unless you had them sprayed last year and they're just doing fine. No, olive, this is the time of year to be thinking about getting your olive trees sprayed for so they don't produce fruit. The spraying starts after the first of the year, but we encourage you, if you are going to do an annual trimming on the trees, why not do it just before the spray gets done so you'll get better coverage? You know, one of the issues with spraying olive trees is you need to get the spray into the clusters of leaves, which are pretty dense. And if the tree is really, really thick, sometimes the coverage is dicey and you might have some olives that end up getting through. So, yeah, this is a time of year to be getting on the calendar, get your trees pruned and then sprayed as we turn the corner into the new year.
Let's start with Lou, who's called in first, and he's on the line. Good morning, Lou. Welcome to the program.
Well, thank you. I had a question regarding seeds. I grew three peach trees and one apricot from seeds. I tried the same thing last year, and they all mildewed or rotted in the potting, whatever they're called, little pots. I wonder if there's an additive or something that I could add to the seed that would assist them in germinating.
You know, I don't really have an answer to that. I'm not sure what the problems are for, a rot, of course, you know, is going to be accelerated or facilitated by too much water. So you might have had that planting medium too wet, but, you know, I'm not sure what the you might want to consult with somebody who does propagation from seed. You know, one of the nurseries might have an angle on that I'm not aware of. But, yeah, you want to really moderate your do you remember if you did anything differently the first year when you were successful?
Well, I probably did water too much. I think that you're probably right about that. And the seeds kind of, when I inspected them after they didn't germinate, they were kind of like mildew. I mean, they were all powdery. They were a gray powder inside the seedling, for want of a better word. But anyway, I sure appreciate it. I'm going to try it again this year. I've got a bag full of seeds, and I'm going to go back at it and see if I can get some of those to germinate.
Well, do you mind holding for a second? I was going to ask you, how are the other trees doing that you were successful with?
They're doing quite well. This is the second year we got peach crop off, and the two trees I kept, we got about 20 pounds of peaches, and the apricot tree, regrettably, pack rat destroyed it, and I lost my apricot tree, but the two peach trees did extremely well, I think. They're lovely-tasting peach.
Great. Well, thank you for sharing that success story. I just love to hear about 20 pounds of peaches. That's news. That's music to my ears. That's great. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
Nothing like a fresh can of home-jarred peaches in the middle of the summer.
Well, to be able to do it in Arizona is what just is the kicker, you know? To be able to have beautiful fruit trees here in the low desert is just so cool.
Now, if you are interested in fruit trees, but you're not quite as aggressive as Lou in wanting to propagate your own, it doesn't matter where in the state you are, but there's a gentleman out of Phoenix, Greg Peterson, who was on with us last week when we were live at Sanderson. He has his fruit tree program. You can go to urbanfarm.org right now, sign up for what fruit trees you want. They get delivered in January. You plant them. A couple years later, you're in business.
Yeah, here, urbanfarm.org.
Let's go to Grant next on the line. Actually, you know what? Grant, hang tight. We'll take you first after the break. I think we can get Jim in and out before we have to go on break here. Good morning, Jim.
Hello. I heard a news report that some of the great citrus groves next to Falcon Field and Mesa are going to be removed and commercial development is going in. And these great citrus trees are right next to Falcon Field. And I'm wondering, They said some of the citrus trees are 60 years old, and I'm wondering, would they be able to save some of those citrus trees, like put them in a box, you know, root box? These are great citrus groves that are next to Falcon Field, and I think it's kind of sad that they're going to remove them,
mm-hmm.
the whole grove.
Right. I'm sure that the value of the citrus trees has to be weighed against the expense of moving them. Citrus does have a productivity curve, and groves can become productive, and then they reach a maturity and then senescence, and then they're not as productive as they once were. And at 60 years, they might not be at that place where they're a valuable transplantable tree. May not be worth the trouble. It would be easier to put a new tree in and grow it to maturity and have it be much more fruitful. So, but an interesting thought. I'm sure that people are who do transplanting would be interested in that, if that were the case, if they were had a value and could be transplanted easily enough.
And I think a challenge you would see in trying to transplant the grove is those trees are used to being in a grove. They're protected. Mm-hmm. The ones in the middle don't, only the top see sunlight. You take that individually and you stick it in someone's yard, and it's got sun where it hasn't had sun for years and years because it's been protected by the other citrus.
Right.
You're not going to see the same kind of production, I would think. But you could, companies like Arizona Big Tree Movers, Bonnie Irvine,
yep.
If you're interested, you could probably get in touch with her, and you'd have to find who the developer is and organize some kind of trial.
Want me? If I don't see a